one of the bigger issues, I think, in Milton has been the CN Intermodal Hub. The review panel is still deliberating, and, you know, the decision may not come until December, you know, post-election. If it does get approved, how is your party, and if your party takes power, how are you guys going to address the concerns of residents, local politicians? Because this, you guys, all the politicians seem to have the same answer, that you're all against it, but if it does get approved, what can be done to basically ease the concerns of residents?
It's an excellent question. So the only reason why there has been a joint review panel is because I requested it in 2015, and it was granted in August of 2015. But for that, we may be looking and seriously would be dealing with right now construction of the intermodal facility, because the joint review panel stopped the process and allowed people to get more studies, to get more involved, and to actually make CN go to a public hearing and answer questions and bring witnesses forward. I cross-examined a number of CN's customers on whether or not traffic was going to be a concern, and they all agreed that having an inland port like CN in that area does cause traffic problems, which have to be mitigated. In the case of Vancouver and Halifax and Montreal, the federal government actually gave them tens of millions of dollars to build dedicated highways to get these trucks off the roads. So I say, well, here's an opportunity to make sure that it doesn't happen from the outset. And if they don't satisfy that condition, that they shouldn't be there. The joint review panel will come back in December. They will say it's either something that can be mitigated or cannot be mitigated. I have no doubt that there'll be several hundred recommendations of what should or should not happen, should they want to pursue. And then it's in the hands of the minister, and the minister gets to make the final decision under the rules and regs that the Liberal government has passed. And I already made known that should I be sitting at that cabinet table, I will be strongly advising my colleagues that this is not an acceptable project.
And then let's transition to, you know, post-secondary education. How is your party going to make it more accessible while at the same time easing the burden placed on students once they graduate?
Yeah, so the way in which the federal government is involved in post-secondary education is through the Canada Student Loan Program and the Canada Student Grants Program. And that money, in the case of Ontario, is given to the province of Ontario, and they administer it for us. There's also another way, though, and we did it in the past as the Conservative government, and that is putting money directly into the universities for infrastructure. It was called the Knowledge Infrastructure Fund. And that really helped universities build the buildings that they needed to build in order to reduce their own operating budgets so that they could pass along the savings to students and give them a more quality education. And I did talk to the University of Guelph and Wilfrid Laurier about how they were in terms of enrollment, and Ryerson as well. And they indicated that enrollment continues to climb and people are going to university. And what we should focus on here in Milton is getting that permanent university structure right here. And that's why I think using federal infrastructure dollars is a way in which we can do that. And I would advocate for that at the federal level, that infrastructure dollars can be used in order to build a facility, not necessarily the whole university, but something. I mean, we used 70% of the dollars that went into the velodrome were from the federal government. And that's going to be a centerpiece for the new university. So lots of ways to get involved. And we have said clearly that the money that currently the provinces receive both in health and social transfers will increase. They will not be cut. And that's a promise that we put in writing and we stand by.
Now let's transition. I know we've seen, a lot of people have seen Andrew Scheer's comments regarding gay marriage. My question to you is just how can Canadians, marginalized Canadians, feel comfortable that their rights won't be compromised if the PCs take power after seeing those videos and hearing those comments?
Well, they absolutely won't. And I would push back and say, how can Canadians possibly trust Justin Trudeau after all the lies that he has told Canadians over the past 6 months? I mean, unfortunately, that is the sorry state of politics right now. What I can tell you is this, is that I believe that protecting minority rights is so important, including French minority rights. Here in Milton, we do have a French-speaking population, and they are concerned about official languages, and I hear them on that, and I think it's really important to ensure that we have those French language rights. But as far as same-sex marriage, that is such an old issue that has been decided. It doesn't come up. In fact, our party in 2016 struck it from the policy manual, and I was one of the ones on the floor demanding that it be taken out because it just does not work in our normal society today. So we will not be introducing legislation, and we will not be voting for legislation introduced that will diminish the rights of anybody. And on the other topic of abortion, we have been very clear, and we have a track record, that we will not bring in legislation, and we will not vote in favor of legislation that seeks to impede a woman's right to choose.
And then finally, one last question is just, a lot's been made that, the, you know, especially from the Trudeau Liberals, that this is going to be Harper 2.0 if the Conservatives take part, if the Conservatives take power. You've had obviously a longstanding history with the Harper government and now with the Scheer Conservatives.
Yeah.
What are some of the differences between the two, between the two parties if the Conservatives were to take power?
I think the biggest difference is about leadership. And the way that Mr. Harper was prime minister was very much in the means of chasing that deficit and paying it down in a very short order of time. And Jim Flaherty as well, he wanted to make sure that deficit was gone because they were fiscally minded. I think with all the deficits that have been run recently, Andrew's choice and announcement that we're going to seek to do it over 5 years makes a lot of sense, because you can't diminish the services that Canadians are using in order to fulfill what you want to do on the bottom line. And we get that. So that would be one big difference. The second big difference is you learn from your mistakes, quite frankly. And one big area is we ended up with a poor relationship with Canadian veterans. And you know, I've been a member of our Legion for 11 years now, and I've had the absolute pleasure of getting to know a lot of our vets and Legion members. And I have to say that that, to me, was an unacceptable outcome. And I'm very happy to see people like John Broussard and Aaron O'Toole and myself, too, working with vets to assure them that we are so grateful for what they gave us and their sacrifices, and we will absolutely have their backs. So two things we announced. Number one, for some reason, the Liberals are 2 years behind in assessing veterans' disability claims. 2 years behind. I met a gentleman the other day who's still waiting to get something for hearing aids. We are going to get rid of that backlog. It's going to be gone. The second aspect has to do with a very simple thing, is making a covenant to vets that we will respect them and we're not going to take them to court. And I think that, to me, is the best way that we can convey that we've learned from decisions made in the past that will not be made again.
And then finally, just anything you want to convey to Miltonians about your campaign and what your party would do if they were to take power?
Well, I would bring it local for a second, and I would say that together we've accomplished so much here in Milton. I'm very proud of the Milton Arts and Culture Center. I'm very proud of the Velodrome. I'm proud of the improvements to the Milton Sports Center, to the John Tinelli, to the Nassagoya tennis courts, to all the infrastructure, Tremaine Road. I mean, I've been able to help be a part of all that by bringing in federal dollars. And, you know, I have two kids, 18 and 15, and they grew up as the town grew up. And I am so excited, just like for my kids, for what comes next for Milton. I want to be part of that, and I want to deliver for Milton just like I delivered in the past. So I am hoping that your listeners are going to consider me for their vote on October 21st, and I kindly ask them to cast their vote for me, Lisa Raitt, Conservative Party of Canada.
Thank you, Lisa, again for joining us, and good luck on the campaign trail. We'll check back in on October 21st.
Thank you.